אנחנו עוברים לחלק הבא של השיעור.
We're moving on to the next part of the lesson. What do you want us to learn?
Day and night in the labor of the Creator.
We are learning excerpts from What is Day and Night in the Work of the Creator. We are on excerpt number 10 and we'll continue from there. Chabash says, now we can understand what we asked. What does it mean that it says, and God called the light day, and the night he called, the darkness he called night? The meaning is Bala Sulam says, that as we see that one day is in connecting day and night, likewise, there cannot be light without darkness. Meaning that the Creator gave us the darkness so that through it the light would be revealed. This is called the Creator called. That is, the Creator has arranged for us the order of the work to be this way. Although we must believe that it could have been otherwise, since He is Almighty, so why did He arrange for us specifically this order? We must say about this that we have no attainment in the Creator to understand His thought. Rather, everything we learn is only by way of, by your actions we know you. In other words, by looking at the works of the Creator, after He has created them, we begin to speak. But to say that He could have done things differently, our sages said about this, one must not ask what is above and what is below. We can't hear you.
Itatu.
אולי לקרוא עוד פעם, אני לא יודע.
Maybe read it again, I don't know.
יש שאלה? איתתו.
Any question? איתתו?
אין להם שאלה. אולי
פלורידה.
You said that the text says that first there's the action and then he's going to speak. I believe the action has to do with Malchut, and the speaking, can you just explain a little bit about that? I'm not sure I understood what it meant.
I'll read. Now we can understand what we asked about the meaning of the verse, and God called the night day, and the darkness he called night. The meaning is, as Bala Sulam says, that as we see, that one day is actually the connection of day and night, meaning a whole day, that 24 hours, that's called a day. Likewise, it is impossible to have light without darkness. That is, the Creator has given us darkness so that through it the light will appear. Meaning, there can't be day if there wasn't night before, because only compared to the night we can discern that it's a day. Before, it wasn't clear, you couldn't feel, you didn't understand problems, failures, very bad things that are revealed in the night. And then comes a day, and we, compared to what we had in night, fear, lack of understanding, no forces, and confusion, all of this is clarified in the day. That's why it's called day. Meaning without night, there is no day. Day is that night that reaches scrutiny. This is called, and God called to the day. That is, the Creator has arranged for us the order of the work to be this way. That all the work starts from confusion, failure, problems. That I see that I have no forces, not in my mind, not in my heart, not in my hands, nothing. I am just a zero. That my ego comes to me, rides upon me, and makes whatever it wants of me. just rides on me. That's it. That's what happens. And then we must believe that it could have been otherwise, since He is the Almighty. And so why did He arrange for us specifically this order? The Creator, why didn't He organize a day that is only day? Why does it always start with the night, and we have to go through the states of night, and only later it inverts into a day? Why? He can do everything. What's His problem? What, our labor to reach Gmar Tikkun? So make it that it doesn't have to be like this, right? No problems, and no reward. Why do we need this? If I would be the Almighty, why do I do this to my child? For what? In our world, I understand that it's good that he goes through a difficult life to know how to build himself, how to behave with the world, and so on. But if I plan all of reality, so for what?
Okay.
Why did he organize it in such a way? We must say about this that we have no attainment in the Creator. To understand this thought, what he's planning, maybe after Gmar Tikkun with us, rather, his plans, his thoughts, we don't attain that. Rather, everything we learn is only by way of, by your actions, we know you. Meaning, what he does, from this, we can learn. But, truly, the beginning of his thought and the end of his thought, nope. But from here to here, this is what we can know. That's it. To understand his thoughts. In other words, by looking at the way the Creator works, we know. In other words, by looking at the works of the Creator after he has created them, we begin to speak. But to say that he could have done things differently, our sages said about this, one must not ask what is above and what is below, meaning what came before he started creation and what happens after Gmar Tikkun, we have no idea. That's why. Take this part that you're in this world, you have to reach the upper world and reach Gmar Tikkun there. That's it. No more. More than that, they don't let us know. That's why, in these limits, you think. Because, according to our logics, our logic, the Creator can do everything. What's the problem? Why do we need all these things? Why do we need to create all these states in us that we go through with such desires, such thoughts, that all these tiny little things that, what do I need all this for? Not only in us, and all little bugs and animals and fish and plants and germs and whatever. Why? What's the benefit of this? That's why we only study from your actions, we will know you. That's it. That what I attain, that's what I talk about. More than that, it's all fantasies that I have no connection to. Kabbalists say the opposite. You're not allowed to engage in what's below, before creation, and what's above, after creation. You're not allowed to, meaning you can't, with your brain, to pick in there. Let it go. That's it. But in creation, do it. And what should you do? What the Creator created for us to do. From unity, connection to reach revelation of the Creator. Also, in these limits, what's before and what's after, I have no idea. The Creator I reveal in these limits has a certain form towards me, and that's what I reveal in my desire, that He created my desire and me. When I organize my desire from what He created to as much as it resembles the Creator, that's what I reveal. Outside of these limits, my desire doesn't work. I don't know what the divine form is. I don't know anything. That's why it's written, what's below and what's above, don't demand in that. Don't get in there. Because you have no vessels.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Вот как раз тут я не спрашиваю то, что ниже и то, что выше, но я вот не понимаю.
Well, exactly. I'm not asking about what's below me, what's above me. I don't understand what's happening in my own life. I'm saying, okay, but in that too, I don't try to scrutinize what's going on. I'm included in the friends, and together with faith above reason, we connect. What do I attain by that?
Whatever you discover, but I said it. You said it nice.
You said we don't attain the thoughts of the Creator there too. So what do we attain? We attain His actions in us. What He wants from us. How He has made us. What for. What we should attain. What form we should achieve. This is what we attain. It's all with respect to us. And outside of us, no. Maybe the Creator has another world. And there's a Vlad there too, just like our Vlad from Kiev. And he's playing with him. Let's hope that that Vlad is luckier than you. That's it.
Да, но я уверен, что у него больше есть удачи, но все-таки...
I'm sure he has more luck than me. But still, when we connect, I just want to understand. We don't attain his thought, but our attitude towards him?
No. We attain the Creator's relation toward us, and to the extent that we attain the Creator's relation toward us, we discover Him. He becomes revealed to us to that extent. Take a mother, for example. The mother, the child thinks he knows his mother, but what does he know? But to the extent that he begins to really know her, when he begins to do the same activities as the mother, then according to his activities like the mother, he begins to know something about her. This is called by our actions, we know you. So he gradually attains. But what does he attain? He attains only a part that where the mother was revealed to him, only to him. What she is like in and of herself, he doesn't know. What the mother is like with the father or with the rest of the world, he doesn't know. He knows only what mother is like with respect to him. The rest is hidden. This is why we reveal the Creator in this way. By our actions, we know you. Only to the extent that you do activities toward Him, to that extent you reveal Him.
Meaning, what we discover in the 10 is His attitude towards us, like the love we feel. That's the only thing we reveal. The rest is like...
He is not known. We don't attain this. And Kabbalists tell us that. Kabbalists don't play with us. They tell us this we don't attain. That's it. Because there are such actions, desires to the Creator, desires of the Creator, where we cannot touch, we cannot reach. This is why there is this boundary of the end of correction. And after the final correction, well, we'll know what to do then. But there, It's certain that there is, that there's more to do. Because we only achieve correction, just listen to what the words say, what they mean. We achieve our correction. After this correction, we are similar to the Creator in all of our own area. What happens then? But it's still called the end of correction, because we corrected ourselves. What for? Probably for what is happening, for what happens afterwards. Because until the end of correction, we only discover to what extent we can resemble the Creator, who is revealed to us, who is revealed in that desire which He created. He created the will to receive. Within the will to receive, we feel ourselves opposite from Him. We correct ourselves so that the will to receive doesn't interfere with our resembling the Creator. Out of those two opposite forms where we are opposite from the Creator, but we come to be similar to Him, out of those two opposite forms, we study Him, we know Him, and in the end, this is what we attain. And this is what we call the end of correction, the final revelation of the Creator out of the forms that are opposite from Him and are similar to Him, all in all. That's it. What then? By this, I built my kli, to know Him, my instrument, to know Him. To the extent that He was revealed. He was revealed in the opposite form by creating the evil inclination. With all of His power, He created me opposite from Him. This is called the evil inclination. I, with every possibility that I have, which is called Torah, in all those possibilities, I came to a state where I corrected myself from opposite to similar. And to that extent, I know Him. And then what? Where is the rest? It's very limited. We know the Creator only to a very limited extent, only to the extent of our ego, that when we correct it, we come to it. But this is still nothing. There probably is a continuation. Well, let's hope we will discover. But the fact that we can at least ask something about it and say something, according, and what are they saying? Don't ask about what is beyond you. The fact that they are warning us about it means that there is many more things that have yet to open up to us. They will.
This example that we know from Baal HaSulam, that he...
Well, this is tiny things. These are tiny things in this world, in this tiny desire. It's nonsense. Not only Baal HaSulam, Messing also did the same thing. No. That's not a problem. There are many people who feel these things. Many people. They don't even belong to the Kabbalists.
You
understand?
We're not aspiring for that. I'm not taking that into account. Just now, what can I give the Creator?
Through Dvikut with the Creator, we need to reveal the Dvikut, adhesion with the Creator, which comes afterwards. With Dvikut with the friends and Dvikut with the Creator, we have to bring about the Dvikut of all of humanity. And then we bring about the end of correction. After the end of correction, we'll talk. Okay? They're waiting for us there. And there'll be new things that will take us further.
Seder.
All right? Good.
Yes, thank you.
Well, I see that there are questions after all. What questions can there be? All right, so Kiev 2.
Rav, можно себе представить, что ночь
Вот эта путаница, которая происходит каждую ночь, нужна на каждой ступени.
Can we depict to ourselves that the confusion of the night is something that is demanded on every degree?
Correct, correct.
Like Malchut Veinsov for that?
Yes. Yes. I guess this was the question and the answer. Fine. USA Northeast.
Yes, Ravi. So is this only so that we can shake ourselves, awaken ourselves up, and recognize the state that it is the Creator, and that we're together in this, and only He exists, so that we can advance this much faster and not stretch the same corrections in a much longer time?
Ken. Ken?
Yes. Yeah. But the goal is not to do what you said. The goal is to achieve equivalence of form, similarity with the Creator in every possible way. Moscow 3.
Рав, когда я читаю Шрабаша, такое ощущение, что на расстоянии.
Рав, when you read what Рабаш writes, so it seems that you are going to, like, to get shot, like a fear. How can you bring Рабаш into your heart? Because when you read him, everything flips inside.
You have to connect to the friends and work together with them. And try to find one heart and ask the Creator to help you in this. Other than this, nothing can help you. And if the Creator sets it up for you so that you feel fear in your heart and you can't find a way, that you're tired and weary, then specifically then, turn to Him, cry out, and ask. Galil West.
Rav, what signs or hints do we have in reality before Gemar Tikkun to reality after Gemar Tikkun?
I don't know, and I don't care. I don't care. First of all, it's not written. That's number one. Number two, after the end of correction, we don't have kelim to even imagine anything. We have no kelim. So there is no question. So learn what is before you and don't be a wise guy. That's it. And Owen, we're moving to the last part that we have today, which is, what is it called?
Connecting the world in the last generation.